Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Gateway Rescue Mission, meeting the physical and spiritual needs of the homeless right here in Jackson, Mississippi. Check us out at www.gatewaymission.org.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the story straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. Ain't no worries, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Hey folks, welcome to In a Mississippi Minute. I'm Steve Azar, reminding you, as I always do, I do. Certainly so many cool things to do right here in your homeland. Go to visitmississippi.org to find out more. All right, I'm so excited about today's guest, as I often get excited, but I'm really excited. He's always been a radio personality and program director that certainly gave me so many wonderful opportunities, even before I deserved them probably, for his listeners to start getting into what I did. He's known throughout the business with a great reputation for giving records and an artist a chance and letting the listeners decide, hallelujah. From Pennsylvania to Florida, places before that, to finding a sense of home in Jonesboro, Arkansas. Not bad for a radio guy to want to stick around. So let's get to it. I'm looking forward to catching up with my pal in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio, Mitch Mahan. What's up, Mitch?
Hey, Steve. Yeah, you know that thing that's keeping me here is called a woman.
It's always a woman. You know, that brings me up to the point where I was with my buddies Don Sampson the other day and recently with Wynn Varble, who wrote Waiting on a Woman. And I, of course, wrote Waiting on Joe. And every time I'm playing Waiting on Joe and they play Waiting on a Woman, I see 20 places higher in the charts, from 20 to 1. And although we had a number one video, I don't see Song of the Year or up for a Grammy. I said, why would I choose Joe over a woman? A woman always wins. So there you go.
Well, you know, it could have been a woman named Joe.
You're right. You're right. I'd have taken the E off of it. Hey, Mitch, I'm glad to catch up with you. I started thinking, the first thing I want to ask you is, and I'm going to get really serious here. So is Mahan your real name?
Yeah, it is. I know it's kind of rare in the radio world to use your real name, but yeah, that's fine.
Can I ask you, why didn't you just remove the N and add an M? And let me just hear me out for a second. Ready? This is what I woke up to this morning. I said, it's Mahan in the morning, chaotic radio. It's chaotic radio with Mitch Mahan, not Mahan. So it could have been good, right?
Yeah, I could. And I'll tell you, this is a very absolute true story. The first night that I went on the air, I had no clue what I was going to go by. And I was thinking, this is my chance. I can come up with a different name. I can be a whole different person. And I'm sitting there, and I was talking to the guy on the air before me. His air name was Tom Douglas, but his real name was Tom Zabadi. So Tom and I were talking. I'm like telling him this whole story. Well, maybe I'll go with this name or go with that name. I could be a completely new person, you know, and so on and so forth. And he looks at me, and he grabs my license off the wall, turns around, puts the mic open and looks at my license and goes, Mitch Mahan's next. So there you go. That's the story.
Wow. Love hearing that. Well, I can say this, Mitch. Let me just say this, that can you imagine chaotic radio with people on coffee and driving? You could have been the reason for a lot of wrecks just by changing the one letter. Am I right or not? Come on.
Well, yeah, you probably have something right there. So
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Hard to get a gig when you're causing such traffic and trouble. All right, Mitch, I want to dig back into the past. I love doing this. You know, when you and I talk, we're sort of always in present time. We're talking about the records and talking about this, talking about family, because we've gotten to know each other's family and care about each other's families throughout the years. But take me back to the old young Mitch Mahan. I want to know what you were up to besides radio, and when did radio start making its way into your life?
Well, you know, it's fascinating when I look back and I think about my radio career, because I started when I was early teens, honestly. I grew up listening to some great radio stations where I grew up in Colorado. All these big booming signals would boom into our valley, and I got to listen to radio stations from Los Angeles and big stations out of Albuquerque and Denver and Omaha and Oklahoma City. And I just, fell in love with the thought of being on a radio station and people would actually be hearing what I was saying. Mm-hmm. And I had that interest at an early age. And I was in junior high school when a guy that he was our guidance counselor at the school, and he was talking to me, and he said, "Hey, listen, I've got a friend who works at this radio station, and they're looking for somebody to be their mascot." And I said, "Oh, tell me more." And he said, "Well, we're going to pay $10 an hour," which at that time to me was like a unbelievable amount of money. And he said, "But you got to wear a 7-foot purple aardvark costume."
Mm-mm. No, no, it's hot.
So I did.
Too hot. Couldn't do that here in Mississippi. Yeah. Can't do it. Can't do it. Arkansas.
Let me tell you, it was a foam rubber suit. Mm-hmm. There was the torso, the legs and arms were basically purple shag carpeting, and the head was a purple macrame aardvark head. It had that giant long nose hanging down.
Do you know what they call? You know what you call that? A heat conductor. I just want you to know that. I mean, come on, carpet, yeah. Shag carpet. I mean, if you wrap that, oh my God.
They're like, "You can only be in this 20 minutes at a time." So, of course, I would stretch it. I'd go, 30, 40 minutes. And the thing stunk to high heaven. It was the sweat of everybody who'd ever been in it. It was awful. And I had the best time. Yeah. I loved it. I didn't tell any of my friends. So I would go do this, and I would, we'd do remotes and broadcast out. And so we'd be at a shopping center, and I'd see people that I know, and I could go out to them, and I could mess with them, and goof with them, and they had no clue it was me, and it was just so much fun. So eventually, I just kept bugging these guys, too. I'm like, "Hey, I want to be on the air. Hey, I want to be on the air. Hey, I want to be on the air. Hey, I want to be on the air." And they finally let me. So I started off doing part-time overnight, and it's worked into today, where, basically I'm working for $10 an hour, and, but I'm still in the business, so.
Wow. Well, I love it.
You don't get into radio to get rich, I guarantee you.
No, but listen, but I tell you what, you've made a lot of people rich, just FYI. Have you ever thought about that? How many people that you've helped, bank accounts to grow?
I actually have, and that's, the rich part of it, just, it enriches me, let me just put it that way, that I've been able to influence culture to help artists, achieve that success, and I feel pretty good about that. I've there's some guys that you're gatekeepers, for the entertainment industry, and I've always thought, I'm just a kid from Fruta, Colorado, and I just got lucky and I get to do what I get to do. I mean, how many people get to sit around and listen to music and play music and talk get paid for it? Yeah. So,
well, when you strive to get on the radio and actually to have some success, I know that journey for me, but as being on the radio, so you go from wearing the big suit, right, which I love, and okay, I could see that being a cool thing, and you're messing with your friends, and you don't tell anybody, okay, that's awesome, okay, but when you get on the air for the first time, can you recall it in your memory bank? Was it easy? Was it natural? Was there a learning curve? How was it for you?
Oh, it's a huge learning curve. It's nowhere near as easy as it looks or as it sounds. And quite honestly, that would be the title of my autobiography. It's not as bad as it sounded. So, especially when you're looking back at those first few times, and you're just the secondhand shame people must have felt hearing
on the air as this, you know, 14-year-old who is trying to sound like a big boss jock. It just had to have been a miserable experience for the listener. I loved it, but you know, looking back and hearing some of the tapes from long ago, yeah, it's a little rough.
Was your voice, had it changed yet at all, or was it breaking? Because when I was singing, my voice was starting to make that change. Around then?
My voice, I've always hated the sound of my voice, and I've been doing radio for 40 years now, and I still hate the sound of my voice. So it's kind of hard for me to judge. You know, I think you just learn tips and tricks, and you utilize microphones and processing to the best of their ability to make you sound like you're halfway decent. So
I love it.
I pretty much sound the same as I did back then, just a little less awkward.
Well, there you go. Well, here's what's awkward. A Mississippi Minute, one segment goes pretty quick when you're really, really good friends like we are. We'll be right back with Mitch Mahan, not Mayhem, although there could be mayhem in the morning. I want to start doing that. I want to be that guy on Fox. You know what I'm saying? Hey, everybody. Anyway.
You want to be like what?
You know, the guy on Fox that always goes, well, you're going to see the show tonight. It's going to be a good show tonight on Fox. You know, the guy's got the low voice of Fox on Fox.
Yeah.
Anyway, forget it. I don't even know what I'm talking about. We'll talk about that in a minute. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio with my pal Mitch Mahan. Incredible radio personality, program director, dear friend. Go to visitmississippi.org to find out everything cool you can do. It's easy to bring Mitch over to Hottie Toddy Land because he had a child that went there, and he'll leave Jonesboro in a minute and Arkansas State to come hang out on the Grove. We'll be right back.
RJ's Outboard Sales and Service is your Central Mississippi boating headquarters. RJ's offers top-of-the-line brands like Skeeter, War Eagle, G3, Express, and Bennington pontoon boats, all powered by Yamaha Outboards. RJ's Outboard, 1208 Old Fannin Road in Brandon, the dealership that's service-built.
Are you having sewer and drain problems? Call the experts, Roto-Rooter. Since 1934, Roto-Rooter Plumbing has been fixing small home disasters. Mention this ad for $25 off any service. Call Roto-Rooter, 601-353-3333. That's 601-353-3333.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And a winkle troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Les England for Clark's Construction.
The kind of work that Jerry's done for me includes, you know, minor repairs like rotting wood, remodeling the master bath, putting new French doors on the back of the house. He understands what he's doing, and he usually points out, you know, why I've had problems and not only how to fix it, but how to fix it so the problem doesn't recur. I think Jerry's trustworthiness is beyond reproach.
Call 601-214-9463. Clark's Construction, a company you can trust.
Gulf Seafood Outlet,
your fresh seafood headquarters.
Gulf Seafood Outlet.
Seeing is believing with up to 14 types of saltwater fillets.
Gulf Seafood Outlet.
Highway 51 in Ridgeland, just past Lake Harbor Drive, 601-790-9407.
Access to quality health care is essential to building a healthier and stronger Mississippi. At Amerigroup, we're doing everything we can to make that a reality. Since 2020, we've invested over $2 million through grants and donations to support Mississippi communities. From rural nursing scholarships to the state's first prescription food program, this is just the beginning of Amerigroup's commitment to enrich the lives of every Mississippian. Learn more at AmerigroupMS.com.
In the metro area, the houses talk.
Hey, Jan, how's it going today?
Hey, Barney.
You're not sold yet?
No, my shutters need replacing, my floors need unbuckling, my boudoirs need updating.
Well, my person called Will White with the price, and Will White said the price was right. No updating, no nothing. I'm sold as of tomorrow.
Call Will White. He buys houses. 601-401-4323. 601-401-4323. Or online at homebuyersms.com.
At Fillmore Buick GMC, we strive to make buying your next vehicle easy and take care of you long after you drive off the lot. That means upfront and honest pricing, doing everything we can to make the time you spend in the dealership as short or as long as you need. It means we understand that purchasing a vehicle is more than just a transaction for you. We want you to enjoy the experience as much as we appreciate your business. Find your next Buick, GMC, or pre-owned vehicle at FillmoreBuickGMC.com. Fillmore Buick GMC. You drive everything we do.
From the coast to the Delta and all points in between, the stories of your Mississippi, all 82 counties, are heard here. With Super Talk Mississippi News, what happens? Why does it happen? And how will it affect you, your family, and your bottom line? From the capital to your county, we bring you the most important stories from all across the state. Stay here and stay informed. Super Talk Mississippi News, online at supertalk.fm. In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
As we wrestle through a Mississippi Minute, I love interviewing great radio personalities because they look at me and go, what is wrong with you, Steve? Yes, we've always known something was really wrong, but I've got Mitch Mahan on the phone and on the horn today. You are in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Visit Mississippi.org is it. Please trust me. Just go to it. Mitch, we're digging into your life. You've gone from your voice change. You're going through all that. At what point, I mean, is there college? Is there communications degree? I mean, you got to start making decisions as you start making money and you start doing a living. So take me through that chapter of your life.
Well, it's really interesting because, you know, about the time I was getting ready to graduate from high school, I was, you know, looking at college and, you know, what am I going to do with my life? Military, you know, what's next for me? And I was still doing part-time on the radio, and I can specifically go back to one night in 1980, sitting in a Burger King restaurant with my good friend Jennifer Joaquin, and we got out a napkin, and we did pros and cons as to what I should do with the rest of my life.
Wow.
It's a true story, man. So somehow radio won. So that's why I'm here. But I tell you what, you know, going through my entire life, and I've had a good career and continue to have a good career. But I will tell anybody who will listen that there's nothing that beats a college education.
Okay.
And I couldn't tell you how many times over the years that I didn't get a job because I lost it to the guy who was, we were, you know, equals when it came to programming, but he had the college degree.
So that mattered in your world rather than.
It did.
That's interesting to me. Now, listen, I had to call my parents, say, I'm just had enough, you know, or I just want to do the music thing. And then, but I also loved. Now, this was early on when I was a freshman. As I really started to really get into Delta State and everything that it represented, I fell in love with it. I really did. And my friends and meeting new friends and my old friends I grew up with were all there. Like, all of us. We're all together. So I think that helped. And because then you become, you know, when you go off to college and you're not waking up to your parents, you're waking up to your friends that you've known, but now you're on another level of trust and helping each other and getting to know each other. And you can talk to each other in ways that you never did before. You know, college changes that. So, anyway, it brings you closer. And with that, just I fell in love with where I was. And but growing up, I was always thinking, I'm just going to go do the music thing, you know. But my mom and dad said, you will get a degree before you even think about it. So they just beat me up on that, you know. And then, you know, it didn't take long for me to realize that's an important thing. But in your world and in my world, that's interesting that it would ever add up to something of significance, or it would matter when it came to your job. So that in radio, that's, you know, that's enlightening for me because I thought it never matter.
Yeah, and if you look at a lot of different careers, it's true. And you know, a lot of people just they don't make it in the first thing that they try and do. They try and pursue that passion,
yeah.
But for whatever reason, they just haven't, you know, hit their stride. So having that college degree is going to help you as a plan B. It's a great plan A. It's a great plan B. It's a great plan C. So, yeah. Kids, go get your college degree.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then maybe the government will help pay it off, which you know, kind of cool. All right, so, so hey, we're talking to Mitch Mahan. Mitch, I want to ask you this. So,
yeah.
And I want to take a personal moment if I can, because this always sticks out to me. You're a really great song guy. And you really are. And that's a rarity. I'm telling you right now, you and I both know. There's one thing, you know, you can hear a record and all that, but you can hear a song in the raw. So you're sort of built like one of us, I feel like, artists. We would write songs and we'd know. Like, we'd walk in the room. I can't tell you the times I walked into the room and we would share stuff and we go, oh yeah, and it worked out. You know what I mean? It became a hit, or was a big enough hit, we knew when it was had a shot, right, with our friends and everything. So we were sort of dragging each other up, I say. But you were in a tough time. Now you found the love of your life, but you were in a tough time in your relationship in your previous life. And we were in Orlando. No, we were in Fort Lauderdale because you were at West Palm at the time. I was at my business partner's house doing a charity event for him and his wife, Kathy, Alan Kathy. And you were nowhere near the stage. And we started playing Sunshine, and it was right after the Seeger tour. And we were so tight, and we had just recorded it, but I hadn't let you hear it. And you left an argument that you were having to come see what that song was. Yeah. And I'll never forget that, because that helped me realize, well, wait a minute. I mean, I'm telling you, that was a pivotal moment for my song Sunshine. And so much happened to that song afterwards that you were 100% correct. So what the heck?
All these things, you know, being an aardvark, sitting in a Burger King, talking about your life, going to college, not going to college, having an axe, not having an axe, all that stuff, and being on the air and listening to great music and listening to listeners who tell you what great music is, it gives you a gut feeling when you hear a record. And you're right. I was standing over by the canal, which, you know, Fort Lauderdale's just a bunch of canals, and it was standing over there, and the stage was probably, what, maybe 50, 100 yards?
It was a long way away. Yeah.
And I just hear this, this song, and it just kept, you know, I was, you're right, I was having an argument with my ex, and I just looked at her and I said, we got to continue this in a minute. And
that's right. That's insane.
I walked away and walked up to the stage just so I could hear the song.
Wow.
And it was, it was one of those moments that I haven't forgotten either. And, you know, there's very few like that that will happen, that big of a dramatic thing, but they do happen. And
wow.
I've spent a lot of time talking to people, you know, artists, you, producers, and other people that, have produced stuff. Like, you know, I never forget, I got to play golf with James Stroud one time, great James Stroud.
Right. Mississippi,
and
by the way. There you go.
I've always, every time I'm around somebody like that or a great A&R person, I always ask them what they're listening for in music, because I know that I listen for things differently than they do, or you do as an artist and a producer, or the listener does. So I know, you know, I listen this way for specific things. You know, is it familiar? Does it make me sound like it's going to be familiar easily? Has it got a great hook? Is it a great lyric? Is it, does it grab your attention right off the bat? Those things that make such, great songs.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always ask, how do you listen? And then I listen to them to figure out what they're listening for. So I just find that fascinating. It's fascinating science to me to ask that.
Well, you're the bridge to it all, that's for sure, because you stand between the listener that matters the absolute most to us and the song. So you are the bridge, and I love that. So you think about it. It started with you. My father-in-law did the same thing. And then, you think about it. It ends up being Taylor Swift said it was her favorite song in People magazine. Oprah put it in her top things to buy at Christmas. Well, the album because of that. I mean, there was all these things that happened, And I'm going like, well, it started with Mitch. There you go. Mitch knows what he's talking about.
It all comes back to me.
It always comes back to Mitch. That's just crazy. All right, we're going to take a break. But listen, you do get to play DJ in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. That's the way it is. Visit Mississippi.org is the place to go, even though we're talking over the bridge in Arkansas and Jonesboro right now with my pal Mitch Mahan, who's traveled the country in radio from Colorado to Pennsylvania to West Palm Beach, Florida. Why would you ever leave West Palm Beach, Florida? Because he wanted to get closer to me. He's not that far away. He's an easy drive. That's why. Okay. Would you like to hear, as the birthplace of American music, would you like to hear the band Perry or Ike Turner?
Ike.
Ike it is. We'll be right back with Mitch Mahan, and it's not mayhem, but it could be. He could have been if I'd have been around. I'm Steve Azar.
Steve step in my rocket and don't be late. Baby, we're pulling out about half past eight. Going round the corner and hit a fifth. Everybody in my car's gonna take a little dip. Move on out, oozing and cruising along.
Mississippi loves high school football. And now you can stream tons of high school football games from across the Magnolia State each Friday night just by going to supertalk.fm/high school. That's supertalk.fm/high school. And of course, on Friday nights during the season, there's always a game on your local Super Talk radio station.
The season's on the line.
When it comes to high school football in Mississippi, nobody does it like we do. We are Super Talk Mississippi. From the coast to the Delta and all points in between, the stories of your Mississippi, all 82 counties, are heard here. With Super Talk Mississippi News, what happens? Why does it happen? And how will it affect you, your family, and your bottom line? From the capital to your county, we bring you the most important stories from all across the state. Stay here and stay informed. Super Talk Mississippi News, online at supertalk.fm.
Watkins Construction and Roofing. They are the premier company to count on. I know that by personal experience and customer satisfaction, and a professional team with the experience of a NASCAR pit crew. Plus, state-of-the-art equipment from start to finish. It also includes the respect for your home or business with a meticulous cleanup when the job is done. For a free estimate, call the Watkins team, 601-966-8233, or go to nomoreroofleak.com, nomoreroofleak.com.
Good Things with Rebecca Turner is brought to you in part by TrustCare, where you'll find a team of experienced, knowledgeable, and friendly staff. Visit TrustCareHealth.com to schedule an appointment today. TrustCare. Feel better, faster.
Hey, this is Jimmy Primos at the range in Gluckstadt. Hunting season is almost here, and to help you celebrate our favorite time of the year, we've just got in a huge selection of rifles and shotguns, as well as the ammo to go with them. Our gunsmithing department is offering fast turnaround on firearms that you meant to turn in long before now. The only problem I'm having is my wife, Jane. She got mad at me because I bought a new shotgun for dove season and hadn't said a word to me in 2 weeks. But, you know, the more I think about it, that's not such a bad thing after all.
This is Brent Calloway. Since 1954, Calloway's has been family-owned and operated. Located in Gluckstadt, just south of Germantown High. Ready for fall? Calloway's has everything you need, from beautiful fall color plants, pumpkins, and wheat straw, to trees, shrubs, soils, and mulches. Calloway's has just received another huge shipment of ceramic pots, all sizes, all colors, all 40% off, no exclusions. Our farmer's market is full of fresh fruits, vegetables, local honey, jellies, and jams, and the best tomatoes in town. Calloway's has farm fresh produce 7 days a week. Calloway's has special pricing on outdoor patio furniture and the largest selection in the South. We offer bulk soils for do-it-yourself projects. Calloway's offers landscaping. Our designers, Clinton Streeter and Corey Castle, can design and install your landscape. Visit Calloway's in Gluckstadt on Calhoun Station Parkway, south of Germantown High.
Calloway's is everything for home and garden. That's what Calloway's is.
For a flipping good time, come down to Cock of the Walk.
Celebrating our 40th anniversary at Cock of the Walk. Voted the best catfish in Mississippi with our grilled or fried catfish along with greens, coleslaw, and a skillet of our homemade cornbread. With locations on the Reservoir, Pocahontas, and 1 mile from the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee.
Catfish, hush puppies, and fried dill pickles. For a flipping good time, come down to Cock of the Walk.
I like chicken.
I like fish.
I like hush puppies.
I love it. Catfish is excellent.
For a flipping good time, come down to Cock of the Walk.
Jones Sign Company would like to salute all healthcare and first responders for putting your life on the line to help so many. You are the true heroes. Johnny Jones and the crew salute you. Thank you from Jones Sign Company.
I'm Kelly Bennett, and you're listening to Super Talk Mississippi News.
During the height of the pandemic, Stacy Pickering, director of Mississippi Veterans Affairs, realized there was a salary cap for nurses within veterans homes. He reached out to Representative Bubba Carpenter, chairman of the House Military Affairs Committee.
What we had to do is give him some relief. He had to raise that cap to where he could compete with these nurses' salaries to be able to retain, and not only retain, but to recruit some new nurses to help with this COVID problem we were having.
There have been multiple hearings on medical marijuana, and Senator Chad McMahon believes lawmakers have the votes to pass it.
We brought in experts from Michigan, from Colorado, from Oklahoma. We allowed individuals here in the state to speak. I learned a lot about the product itself in those hearings. I didn't know a lot about marijuana until those hearings.
Governor Tate Reeves has yet to call a special session. For more information, find us online at supertalk.fm. I'm Kelly Bennett.
I just love sports, and I especially love my sport, Brian. Brian is my superhero on the weekends because he is a barbecue grill master. That boy knows how to heat up some charcoal. Woo! We just love it when we smell that delicious Polk smoked sausage on the grill. Whether it's Polk's original smoked with a hint of sage, Polk's Cajun with a kick of Cajun seasoning, or Polk's garlic and green onion with, well, garlic and green onions. Tell your sport you want Polk's on his grill. No buts about it, folks. Picky people pick Polk's.
Hey, it's Richard Cross. Join us every weekday for the College Football Fix, driven by Ford. The all-new 2021 Ford F-150 is here with available interior work surface for putting in work. Standard sync Ford technology plus a huge 12-inch touchscreen and Pro Power onboard outlets for all kinds of jobs. Not only is the all-new 2021 Ford F-150 tough, it's smart. Built Ford proud. Built Ford tough. See a Ford dealer near you for details, and don't miss the College Football Fix, driven by Ford.
Join us each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for the Word of Truth here on Super Talk Mississippi. That's the Word of Truth each Sunday at 7:30 a.m. on your local Super Talk Mississippi radio station or online at supertalk.fm.
Supertalk.fm. Supertalk.fm. Your one stop for all the news that matters in the Magnolia State. Supertalk.fm. Everything you need to know at your fingertips. Supertalk.fm. Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
We are rolling down a Mississippi Minute. In a Mississippi Minute, I'm Steve Azar. Thanks for tuning in, folks. How you doing? You guys good? You know, we're getting close to the weekend. You don't have to be yourself till Monday. I'm telling you, my Pearl River Resorts folks have they've taken my song and they're turning it into all sorts of wonderful things. I love you guys, Matt, Ryan, Chief Ben, you guys rock. All right, so we're with Mitch Mahan, and you are in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio as always, and visit Mississippi.org. Visit Mississippi.org is the place to visit. Mitch, okay, we're digging through. You decide not to go to college. Where's your first real radio gig? Now, you're 14. I know. You're like Marty Stewart. He's playing with Lester Flatts, and you're on the radio. Think about it.
Yeah, so, it's not quite that impressive. I'm in a little... you know, AM at Grand Junction, Colorado.
That's all right.
So we're the call letters. And, you know, I was on the air one night, and I was having one of those, you know, out-of-studio experiences. You know, it's like I felt like I was firing on all cylinders, and I'm just thinking I'm having a great night. And the hotline, or the request line rings, and I answered a phone, and it was a guy who was traveling through, heard me on the air, and wanted to know if I was interested in moving. So there was a little AM daytimer in Vernal, Utah that was getting ready to get nighttime power. That's how long ago this was. And they wanted somebody young and new to just come do the nighttime thing, and I was like, okay. And so I did, and that was Utah. My first moved out, and from there, a year later, I was in Wichita, Kansas, and a year and a half after that, I was in Miami.
So how are you meeting people? You're meeting people along the way? I mean, not everybody's driving through and listening. I mean, I've heard that happen with the late, great Harry Bud Nelson. We miss him greatly. I love you, Harry, by the way. But he said it happened to him in Jackson. He ended up being in Boston, you know. So for you, you going to Utah, are you applying for jobs every year? What's going on?
Yeah, that's when I really discovered that, I could go places. And I blame my parents, honestly. They told me when I was growing up that, you know, you need to read. And so I read about all these great places that I wanted to go see and do. So I was in Vernal, Utah. I have the time of my life, 19 years old, playing the music that I want to play, having a blast. I got a dog, a Frisbee dog. You know, it was a great life. It was a great lifestyle. And I just started looking around like, hey, you know what? Maybe I could do this someplace else. And so I started to, you know, sending out tapes and applying for jobs and, just kept getting lucky. You know, people liked what I was doing, and they invited me to come work at their radio station. So I did. And, you know, Wichita, Kansas, Miami, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Wow.
You know, Harrisburg, Hershey, Pennsylvania.
So that's when I remember you. So that's when I entered the picture in Pennsylvania. Yeah. So I didn't know about all this where you had been before. So you've just enlightened me, and I appreciate that. I feel better. I feel like a better friend now. You know, so that's awful.
Well, you look better too for that. So
well, I do. I do look better. I don't know. You hadn't seen me lately. You know, Super Talk, my team really wants me to start doing this Facebook radio thing, but I keep dodging the question. I'm hoping they're going to not air this in case Kim or Steve hears this, because you guys forget that I just said that, because I have to get, you have to get dressed for that. You know what I'm saying? Nobody knows what I'm wearing right now. Nobody knows what I'm doing. My hair is all over the place because I have hair and it's everywhere, you know? Part
That's
of the deal.
Great thing about radio, you know, and I've got that radio face.
Yeah, so. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I like it like this. But, you know, I love doing this. I can't believe I would ever say that this actually, being on the radio on this side of it, Mitch, I enjoy it so much because I get to find out so much about people like you that I've never taken the time to ask questions. And my selfish Steve Azar side comes out, because like the story goes in this, my intro, the song, you know, I spent time always being interviewed. You interviewed me. But I love being on this side of it. It is so much more rewarding to be on this side. I mean, you've had the time of your life getting to know people. And because you've had true concern in your voice when you weren't a stock. You weren't asking stock questions. You just wanted to get to know people. And you fell into that role so nicely. And I just think that that's sort of the magic in you. There's been a handful of others. But otherwise, a lot of times you go and you get asked the same question, you feel like they pressed a record button, you know?
Well, you know, it's interesting about that, Steve. And I'm glad you brought that up, because it brings me to an extremely embarrassing story. There was at one time I was interviewing Terry Clark. It was a satellite interview. You've sat through those before.
Sure.
And I was nowhere near prepared. And I thought, yeah, no problem. I'll just blow right through this thing. So I sit down, and I got satellite going. I got my co-host with me, and we're talking. We're taping this thing. And I'm asking the most stupid questions that I could have come up with. And, you know, so tell us about the new album. And it had been an album that had been out for a year. And, you know, so we get done with this interview, and I'm like sitting there going, I got my head down, and the satellite hadn't disconnected yet. And Terry Clark's on the other side. And she turned to whoever was in the studio, and she said, next time I see him, I'm going to kick his butt.
Yeah. Did you, and you heard
and
that?
She did.
You heard it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I deserved it. It was much deserved. I learned my lesson. Always be prepared, you know, for an interview, no matter what the situation. And if you're not prepared, say, hey, I need 2 more minutes.
Yeah.
You know, like I did before you called me.
Let's talk about radio and crazy moments that we've had. Dixie Chicks. When all that went down,
You
know, and don't forget, so the girls that sang backup for me were the Kinleys, and they came to me and said, we got a deal on Sony, so we can't, and that's where Jason, my sidekick, who was selling my merch at the time, became my percussionist, all my backup vocals on all my records, wrote hits with me. I mean, Jason became my soulmate on the stage. He still is, right? 26 years later. But because they left, they went over there and they had a top 10 hit, but then the Dixie Chicks sort of took away all their thunder because it became about them. And they were making incredible records. So you've got some story. You know, when everything happened and it went down about President Bush and all that, take me through that chapter in your life, because that was a big radio moment, a big historical moment.
Well, it was. And, you know, it's sad the way it turned out, but You know, from my perspective, our listeners, as we go back to the listeners, our listeners tell us what to do. They tell us what to play. I mean, you talk about things that could sidetrack you when you're talking to people. You can ask the same question over and over and over, and you're basically going to get the same response. But the sidetrack is where you learn the real truth. And talking to people at that time, they were telling us they didn't like it. So basically, I've got an analogy that I like to use on this. So you're a businessman. You sell vacuums. You got the best vacuum on the face of the earth, and everybody is buying this vacuum. And then one day something happens, and this vacuum makes people physically ill. They don't want to be anywhere near that vacuum cleaner. What do you do? Well, you take it out of your window, and you put it in the back, and you hope that it comes back to that, again, to where everybody in the world wants it.
Right.
And, we took a big hit. We took a lot of criticism. To this day, radio programmers, you banned them, da, da, da. No, we didn't. There was nobody banning anybody. What happened was, as our listeners said, hey, and we're talking, 70% of our listeners, and
right.
That's a huge amount of people, telling you that they don't want to hear this anymore because of the unfortunate incident. And there was nothing that was really done to make that incident better. I think that they were advised by some people that, I don't think that quite honestly, that they took the good advice.
Right.
I think they may have taken some of the bad advice.
Right.
And, we were all ready to forgive and forget at the Academy of Country Music Awards that year.
And then she
And
did,
they
yeah.
came out on stage, yeah. and they had that. They had that T-shirt on that was offensive
to Toby's benefit. To Toby's benefit, right? I'm Steve Azar with Mitch Mahan. He's hanging out in Jonesboro, Arkansas, but he's been all over the great country of ours, being a radio man for sure. Go to visitmississippi.org to find out what you're going to do this weekend. I'm Steve Azar. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful Studios. Don't forget. Folks, I'm Steve Azar, and this is pretty cool. The Interactive Teller Machine, or ITM, is Guaranty Bank's latest and greatest way to serve us customers more effectively and conveniently. ITMs provide personal face-to-face interaction with a live bank teller without having to leave the comfort and safety of your car. You can conduct almost any transaction as you would inside, including deposits, withdrawals, check cashing, account transfers, and even loan payment. Give the new ITM system at Guaranty Bank a try. And as always, thank you for trusting Guaranty Bank with all your banking needs. For more information, go to gbtonline.com. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
Mississippi loves high school football. And now you can stream tons of high school football games from across the Magnolia State each Friday night just by going to supertalk.fm/high school. That's supertalk.fm/high school. And of course, on Friday nights during the season, there's always a game on your local Supertalk radio station.
The season's on the line.
When it comes to high school football in Mississippi, nobody does it like we do. We are Supertalk Mississippi.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint and coating needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. A beautiful day today, partly sunny, high near 88. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 71. For your finally Friday, a 50-50 shot of showers, mostly sunny, high near 89. And for your Saturday, sunny conditions and cooler, high near 72.
This weather brought to you by No Drip Roofing and Construction. With rain coming, let us show you what the No Drip difference is all about. No Drip Roofing and Construction, online at NoDripMS.com.
Do you suffer from allergies, sinus or respiratory problems, or just want to improve the quality of air you breathe in your home or business? Pure Air Consultants can help. As your indoor environmental specialist, we clean air ducts, install UV lights, and service all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. We offer the most dependable Energy Star qualified systems in the industry. Call Pure Air Consultants today, 601-939-7420.
A proud provider of Rheem Home AC Systems. Are you feeling it? Rheem.
the new degree of comfort.
Join Middays with Gerard Gibbert, Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., sponsored by The Road, your destination for fine men's clothing.
You're listening to Super Talk Mississippi, the home of Ole Miss sports, brought to you in part by All Britain's Jewelers, diamonds, watches, specialty gifts, and more. Your family-owned full-service jewelers since 1920. Visit All Britain's Jewelry in their new location on Old Canton Road behind Highland Village.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store in Richland. Now's the best time of the year to save more with Mahindra, and it all starts with zero. Pay zero down and 0% interest up to 60 months. That's more for less on many of Mahindra's best-selling models, with tractors that deliver more lift, capacity, fuel efficiency, and built-in weight. So get zero down, 0% interest for up to 60 months on Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. Mahindra, available at the Tractor Store in Richland.
Attention! If you deal with anything from minor to extremely hazardous environmental spills, you've got to check out the full line of absorbents at ESI Supply. They've got white and gray absorbent pads by the bundle or by the roll, sock knit broom products, oil gator, oil dry, spill kits, and more. Just because you haven't had a spill doesn't mean you won't. Give the guys at ESI a call to find out more about how you can be prepared and protect your business's liability. 601-933-4910. That's 601-933-4910. Or visit ESISupply.net.
Research shows moving is one of life's most stressful events, but thanks to Two Men in a Truck Ridgeland, it doesn't have to be. We have everything you need: a professional team who will customize your move, a schedule to fit your convenience Monday through Saturday, and all of the necessary moving supplies, including free padding and stretch wrap to protect your belongings. Don't stress. Let Two Men in a Truck handle your home or business moving needs. Visit twomeninatruck.com for a free, no obligation estimate.
As a farmer, I grow U.S. farm-raised catfish. Doing that, I know it's a safe product, and I enjoy eating it any way my wife likes to cook it. Hi, I'm Luke Smelly, and I'm Alabama 2020 Catfish Farmer of the Year from Greensboro, Alabama. If you haven't tried U.S. farm-raised catfish, you should, because it's delicious. Simple as that.
The Grammy Museum Mississippi is thrilled to screen the new documentary, Meet Carl Jackson, one of Mississippi's most talented and accomplished musicians and songwriters. After the screening, Bill Ellison will moderate the conversation with the legend himself, Carl Jackson. The event date is October 17th at 2:30 p.m. Tickets are $20. To purchase tickets or to learn more about upcoming events and the Grammy Museum's current exhibit, MTV Turns 40, I Still Want My MTV, visit GrammyMuseumMS.org.
Ben Shapiro.
Every day we're driving the debate in America with the fastest moving, hardest hitting, most comprehensive fact-based commentary on the radio.
Ben Shapiro, tonight at 9 on Super Talk Mississippi. In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar. Right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I'm Steve Azar with Mitch Mahan, my pal, incredible radio host, jock, and program director. One of the guys that really made a big difference in my life. I can praise so many artists, I can tell you that. Go to visitmississippi.org. That's going to make a big difference in what you're going to do this weekend here in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. So, Mitch, talk a bit about the state of radio versus streaming and how you use the streaming sort of at your benefit, possibly?
We're local. We're a community. We are, even though you could pick us up, you know, and we've got listeners in Germany even as we speak, we're just serving the people in Northeast Arkansas, which your local radio station is doing. You know, they're serving you and your community. And, you know, when the tornadoes come through, and this just drives us crazy here, is you know, the floods in Tennessee, in Middle Tennessee this year.
Right. Yeah.
We had a guy who was driving through the area, and he was flipping around, and he was not finding any information about what was going on. And it was when you think about that, that's heartbreaking, and that consolidation has caused that to happen. So some of the big companies out there that are trying to do nationwide platforms, basically the same model as Satellite and Pandora and everybody else, only with personalities. Mm-hmm. You know, and national personalities, and don't get me wrong, they're good people. I know some of these guys. They're great. They're fantastic. But they're misguided in a sense as to what radio really is. And radio really is about our communities.
Right.
And, you know, as long as we continue to serve our communities like we should, you know, we had a big tornado come through Jonesboro a year and a half ago. And, you know, we were on the air that entire time watching this transpire. And, you know, afterwards, the aftermath in helping clean up. And, you know, thankfully, nobody was hurt. There were six people hurt, I think. Nobody died. You know, considering this was going through, went through a major part of the town, he's just extremely lucky.
Sure.
But, you know, that's what we're about. We're about being a part of the community. And you're not going to get that with Pandora. You're not going to get that with Spotify. You're not going to get that with XM. All you're going to get is music. And that's important, and that's fine, too. But it's not what we are, and we still provide that to our communities. We're service-oriented, as all radio stations should be.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up, and we're going to leave it with this. You just made me realize something. So if you're in the military and you're serving overseas or wherever you are, you can tune into your radio station and feel like you're home. I mean, that says it all right there. I've never thought of it like that, and that does say it all. And also, there's not just a regional flair to where everybody lives. There's a community. It's all about community. And everybody that, you know, you think about it, people in Jonesboro, Arkansas are a little different from Salt Lake City, Utah. They're a little different from people in West Palm. They're a little different from people in Jackson, Mississippi. So I guess having that element always sort of being prevalent in radio to me keeps it up close and personal. And that is what, that answers my question. So yeah. You've enlightened me times seven.
It's really easy to sit there, and I can listen to a Steve Azar song on Spotify, and I can listen to it on all these other platforms, but I don't find out about Steve Azar unless I'm listening to my local disc jockey who's telling me about Steve Azar, and he's going to be doing a songwriter event here in town, and this is what Steve does, and this is, you know, that's how people really learn about artists, and that passion starts to grow.
I love it.
And that's what it's about, is passion.
Yeah, well, we're going to passion on because we've had enough passion on. And I'll see you in the Grove pretty soon because I think that we're going to be doing some filming there. And I got to go see my boy Mike Patera, and we got to eat at Lenore's. I'm ready. I'll see you soon there. I've gone from state to Ole Miss to Arkansas. I get to pull for all my teams because, and even my parents, you know, the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame, I get to pull for all of them because I'm a Fighting Okra, for goodness sake. And that's, you know, I get to do it all. So, Mitch,
hey,
I can't thank you enough.
We love coming to Mississippi, too, man.
There's nothing like it. Love it. Well, you guys have a great night, great day, whatever. Also, my Southern Eagles, I love you guys as well. And I love Jackson State and Mississippi Valley State. I do. I love you all. Anyway, I love everybody. I'm Steve Azar. You've been in a Mississippi Minute with Mitch Mahan. He's in Jonesboro, Arkansas, but he's been all over the country. Great radio guy, great friend. Go to visitmississippi.org to find out what you're going to do this weekend. Many blessings. You've been in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. How many times can I say Mississippi? Well, just keep tuning in later on.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
Mississippi loves high school football. And now you can stream tons of high school football games from across the Magnolia State each Friday night just by going to supertalk.fm/high school. That's supertalk.fm/high school. And of course, on Friday nights during the season, there's always a game on your local Supertalk radio station.
The season's on the line. Touchdown!
When it comes to high school football in Mississippi, nobody does it like we do. We are Supertalk Mississippi. From the coast to the Delta and all points in between, the stories of your Mississippi, all 82 counties, are heard here. With Supertalk Mississippi News, what happens? Why does it happen? And how will it affect you, your family, and your bottom line? From the capital to your county, we bring you the most important stories from all across the state. Stay here and stay informed. Supertalk Mississippi News, online at supertalk.fm. Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.